Latest child poverty stats show improvements were being made before COVID-19 hit, but officials warn any progress is now likely to have been undone by the pandemic. Figures released by Stats New Zealand for the year ended June 2020 only includes data gathered up until March lockdown. The 9 different measures of child poverty all record an improvement on 2018, but Māori and Pacific children, as well as those with disabilities, continue to suffer disproportionately. Our social issues reporter Sarah Robson has the story.
Rachel and Michael are both working and have 3 daughters. But last year, in the midst of COVID-19, they found themselves struggling. They were among the thousands of people relying on food banks to feed their kids.
I thought it was embarrassing going to get food banks when we get, like, because we work and everything, but we just didn't have the money at the time.
Michael says they never thought they would be one of those families living in poverty.
Sometimes you see it on Facebook or the TV program talking about people lining up for food because they couldn't. And I thought, how can they not be able to budget their money and make it through to the next payday or whatever? But when it happens to us, here I am thinking, sitting at home one time criticizing these people. But, you know, here I am lining up on the same line these people are lining up.
Child poverty estimates out today don't show the impact of the pandemic. That's because the numbers come from the Household Economics Survey, which had to stop collecting information when the country went into lockdown last March. What they do show is prior to COVID-19, child poverty was trending downwards across all 9 measures compared to 2018. There are 22,000 fewer children living in material hardship, where a child may have to go without essentials, and 45,000 fewer living in low-income households. The Children's Commissioner, Andrew Beecroft, says that's good news, but more action is needed.
If we're going to really hit child poverty on the head, we will need to have sustained, continuous, bold and ongoing packages and commitment. It can't be one-off, can't be tinkering around the edges.
The figures will include the impact of the government's $5 billion families package, which it hoped would lift up to 74,000 children out of poverty by this year. But since the pandemic, the number of people on the benefit has increased, more people have needed food grants from Work and Income, and the social housing waitlist has ballooned.
It's almost certain, beyond argument, that the situation is worse at the front line for families that are struggling than this. Food banks increasing. Everything we hear is that it's tougher.
Even before COVID-19, the statistics paint a bleak picture for Māori, Pacific and disabled children. Close to 20% of Māori and disabled children are living in material hardship, and the rate is even higher for Pacific children at 25%. Across all children, the figure is 11%. Māori Party co-leader Debbie Nārua-Packer says the government must prioritise Māori.
Stop leaving us as the one plus, make us the priority, the vulnerabilities and the fact that we need help. Now, data can say what it wants, but what we're hearing on the ground, and certainly the advocates are, is that our whānau, our tamariki, are not getting enough support.
Janet McAllister from the Child Poverty Action Group says whānau with disabled children are really struggling.
That's because the income support here doesn't acknowledge properly the increased expenses that go with having to live with a disability.
In a post-election briefing, the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, was warned by officials the number of children living in poverty is expected to rise because of COVID-19, with material hardship rates expected to rise strongly. Ms Ardern says progress is being made, but has claimed she won't be satisfied until every child is lifted out of poverty.
We do have to pay particular attention to those who are on the very lowest incomes. We use measures to tell us those who are not just in poverty, but in deep entrenched poverty. So thinking about policies that will make the biggest difference to those groups, for me, will be next on the agenda.
Stats NZ says it doesn't have the ability to produce an interim report on the impact of COVID-19 on child poverty. That means the effects of the pandemic won't be seen until the next release in 2022. Mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi, ko Sarah Robson, aho.